Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Thursday, the 5th of September 2024. Today's topic is Health and Cure. Our text today is taken from Jeremiah chapter 33 verses 1 through 9. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Verse 2. Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it, to establish it. The Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show the great and mighty things, which thou knowest not. For thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the houses of this city, and concerning the houses of the kings of Judah, which are thrown down by the mounts, and by the sword. Verse 5. They come to fight with the Chaldeans, but it is to fill them with the dead bodies of men, whom I have slain in mine anger and in my fury, and for all whose wickedness I have hid my face from this city. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. And I will cause the captivity of Judah and the captivity of Israel to return, and will build them, as at the first. And I will cleanse them from all their iniquity, whereby they have sinned against me. And I will pardon all their iniquities, whereby they have sinned, and whereby they have transgressed against me. Verse 9. And it shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and an honor before all the nations of the earth, which shall hear all the good that I do unto them. And they shall fear and tremble for all the goodness and for all the prosperity that I procure unto it. Key verse. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Healing is the children's bread according to the Bible. As a child of God, you are entitled to enjoy perfect healing and health. Jesus has paid the price for our healing on the cross of Calvary. The 39 lashes he received on our behalf represents all our sicknesses that have been cured. The name of Jesus is above every sickness named on the earth. That name is still available today to heal every form of sickness, whether in your life or in the life of your family members, friends, relations, or teachers. Just call on him in prayers and ensure no sin is found in you. If God does not hear the prayer of sinners, then healing will come. There are great testimonies of healing, deliverance and victory over unforeseen circumstances through the power of the gospel to every creature. As you too believe, you will receive your miracle and also be an agent to pray for the sick, and they will be healed. Prayer for today. Heal me, O Lord, of all sicknesses, and give me perfect health. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, 3 John chapter 1 verses 1 through 2. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you. Thank you.